Hi, it's Radio Station Consultant, the podcast, and I'm your host, Andy Meadows. On today's episode, we're going to focus on three things that are incredibly important for any on-air personality: the tease, the hook, and the out. The hook and the out are so mission critical because that's where many personalities fall flat, figuring out how to get into and out of their content. But the tease to set up that break is just as important, if not more so, because that's what convinces the listener to stick around for that on-air content in the first place. Not to mention, the skill set of teasing translates well to other areas like teasing our next show's content on social media or live on stage at big events like concerts. We're going to do this a little out of order, but that's purposeful. In this first segment, we'll talk about identifying the hook. Segment two, we'll focus on teases, and I'll be joined by two of the best, Tracy Johnson and Mike Shepard. Then on our third and final segment, we'll discuss outs, my favorite part. There's a method to my madness of starting with the hook, by the way. That's because we should always tease to the hook and not to the meat of the content, or even worse, the out. So let's say we've done the first step of our show prep for the day and narrowed down the content that we think we can add to, which, by the way, is how we should be selecting all of our on-air content that we're actually going to talk about on air. Is it something that we can actually add to? Another quick side note on content selection while we're talking about it. Obviously, knowing what content to choose starts with understanding the station's core demographic. We all get that. But above and beyond that, we want to dig deeper to identify their interests, lifestyle, political leaning, religion, and other characteristics of the station's P1. And there is no better way to get to know all that info than by interacting and engaging with our listeners every single chance we get, whether that's on air, on the phones, which is kind of a lost art and shouldn't be, digitally via the web and social apps, etc., and of course, on site at station events or any big event where the public is gathered. So we've selected our content. Now, the next step is to figure out our angle that's going to make that content relatable and interesting to the core audience of our format by personalizing or localizing it to make it our own. Again, adding to the content. Obviously, that sounds a lot easier than it is, and the ability to do that well is what part of what separates really good on-air personalities from average personalities. Once we've figured out our angle to deliver that particular piece of content, we want to identify the hook. And basically, a hook is just what it sounds like. It's that short, attention-grabbing comment that hooks in the listener and makes them turn up the radio, stop passively listening, and actively focus in on what we're saying. In our next segment, I'll share a few snippets of a workshop I did with Tracy Johnson and Mike Shepard, where we go through some example content and we craft teases live there on the spot. And within that, I'll point out what I feel like is the hook to each one of those segments. That and more when we return in 30 seconds.
Studies show that people spend 5 times longer looking at video content than static content on Facebook and Instagram. Right. Videos also have the highest click-through rate of any digital ad format. And 100 million hours of video are watched every day on Facebook. If you want to compete for those sought-after digital ad dollars, you've got to have local, fresh, regularly updated video content on your station's website and social media sites. At RadioStationConsultant.com, we can help. Whether that's supplementing the content you already have or providing all of your video content, call 1-800-849-1457 or go to radiostationconsultant.com to find out more.
At least once a month going forward, Tracy Johnson, hands down the best talent coach on the planet, Mike Shepard, a brilliant veteran programming consultant, and I, for some odd reason, will do live workshops where we talk shop about coaching on-air talent on Tracy Johnson's YouTube channel. It's a great resource for programmers and really any on-air talent, regardless of day part or their experience level. You can get the link at tjohnsonmediagroup.com. That's tjohnsonmediagroup.com. And I'll put it in the show comments as well. The workshops are free to watch, and we encourage questions and comments. It's interactive. The first one we did was actually on teasing, so I thought it'd be good to talk about it today. And that's something Tracy literally wrote the book on, The Art of the Tease. And I loved his format for this workshop. He threw out some example content live and had Mike and I craft some teases on the spot. No pressure there at all. Then he threw out his own, and some commenters threw out theirs as well. So let me just quickly play some snippets of these Here is the first example from the workshop.
Let's get started with creating some teases. So for the viewers, I've got some content here that Mike and Andy haven't seen yet. So I'm going to put you guys, I've seen it. I've got the advantage because I created this. So I've already got my tease ready to go. But I'm going to give you guys some content. And the first one comes from a show that I worked with earlier this week. I was on with them yesterday. And this is a feature that the show does called What's Your Next Move? The feature is a listener dilemma. Listener calls up and says, I've got this problem. I don't know what to do. Show diagnoses the problem, talks it out, takes calls from listeners, and suggests a course of action. It's kind of like a group therapy or a lot of the relationship features that you hear on a lot of shows. So here's the background of what happened on this episode of What's Your Next Move? A guy called in and said he was at the doctor for a routine visit. He's always had a crush on this doctor. It's a female doctor, always had a crush on her. And he has thought that she kind of likes him too, but he wasn't sure. So during the course of the examination, he cracks a joke and she giggled, then touched his arm and said, it's always so good to see you. Then she left, went on to another patient. He thinks it's a signal to make a move and he doesn't know what to do. So as Mike and Andy start to work on what their teases are, we're going to critique this here in just a sec while they're working on some ideas. And then I'll show you what my idea is and we'll break it down. So here's what the show teased. They said, coming up, what's your next move? Dusty thinks he's in love with his doctor. We'll talk about it next. It's all the facts. That's exactly what we're going to do. They laid it out. They got all the information in there, but it's not particularly compelling or sexy, is it? So first of all, saying coming up, well, coming up when? Coming up in the next 3 hours before the show is over, coming up in the next 5 minutes, coming up in the next 20 minutes. When's the appointment? Also, why say coming up at the beginning of a talk break? Hook me on it first. I've never seen an infomercial come on at the beginning of an infomercial start with, hey, coming up, we're going to tell you this. Now, they just come in and tell you and get it out there right away. Another key principle, and we've talked about this in the Art of the Tease seminars that a lot of you have probably seen, starting with the feature is not a particularly good idea. Coming up, what's your next move? Let's put that back at the end and let's hook them on the storyline. Dusty, well, who's Dusty? Well, he's some listener. He thinks he's in love with his doctor. Why does he think he's in love with his doctor? We'll talk about it next. Okay, so it's got the facts right, but it's not particularly exciting. So Andy and Mike, how are you guys doing? You got yours?
I've got one. So I kind of think the hook is the Dusty's pretty sure his doctor has a crush on him. So thinking backwards to tease to that hook, what about Dusty thinks his longtime secret crush is finally sending him signals because of a laugh and an arm touch. Do you agree? And if so, what should he do? What's your next move coming up after Dua Lipa?
Awesome. She touched his arm. He thinks it's a sign. He doesn't know what to do. What should Dusty do? That's what's your next move coming up after Dua Lipa? Love it. Love it.
Okay. I got that. Hey, listener, Dusty has always had a secret crush on his doctor. And now he needs a little relationship advice after an especially touchy-feely encounter at his last appointment. Can we help him out? Dusty's coming up on group therapy this morning at 7:05 here on Mix 99.9.
Awesome. See, both of those a lot more colorful, right? And I think that you can see that. And one of the things you'll notice is crafting a good tease like this doesn't mean it's going to be shorter or tighter, because this tease from the show did was short. It was tight. It was not that many words. There's no wasted words there, but it just wasn't very compelling. Both Andy and Mike's tease that they created is a little bit longer, and it takes a little bit longer to get that hook in. So let me tell you the one that I came up with. My tease is Dusty says he's in love with his doctor and he thinks there's a spark because she laughed at one of his jokes and touched his arm. He needs advice. He's on the next episode of What's Your Next Move after Taylor Swift on Mix 99. So there you go. Very similar to what you guys came up with. Almost exactly the same.
So some pretty good teases there. And obviously, Tracy's and Mike's were really strong. But I thought mine wasn't too bad, considering we came up with it on the spot there. And we had some good comments from people watching with their own teases to that piece of content as well. One of the really good points that Tracy brought up was, and I hear this a lot, one of the big mistakes I hear on teases is they'll leave it wide open on when that piece of content is actually going to happen. If you know when it's going to happen, tell them. The good way we always explain it is you say coming up next when it is the very next, after the very next element. So if you got a song and it's coming up, that's when you would say next. If it's within 10 to 15 minutes, then you can say coming up in 10 minutes, 7 minutes, whatever the amount of time is. If it's longer than that, then you timestamp it, just like you would on social media. If you were setting that listening appointment, you say coming up at 7:30 or 7:45 or whatever the time is. Let's go to another example here.
Here's a phone topic. Now, this is from our Personality Magnet Show Prep Service, which if you're not a subscriber, you should be. It's just $24 a month at personalitymagnet.com. This is a piece of content that's in there for this week. It was about a concert that Justin Timberlake is on tour right now. And the phone topic that the show is going to is there was a concert last night. Justin Timberlake performed and it was awesome. But why do you think he doesn't play old NSYNC songs? I mean, Paul McCartney sings Beatles songs. Beyonce does Destiny's Child songs. I don't get it. Is he embarrassed about it? So this is a topic that the show has curated into content. They know what they're going to do with it. They're asking questions if Justin Timberlake is embarrassed about his history with NSYNC. So that's a good setup for the topic. Now we want to write a tease that's going to come before that to get me to the segment. Mike, Andy, go at it. Lot to work with there. You could start with the artists. You could start with set lists about the concert experience. You could pick one thing. One of the principles of good teasing is to isolate one thing, the most compelling aspect of the content, and make that the essence of the tease, of where you're going with it. Remember, there's a difference between the tease and the hook. The tease is to get a listener to a segment. The hook is to get them through the segment and point to the next and point to the payoff.
Mike, you want to go first, guys? Or you want me to go?
Yeah, go ahead.
So I kind of think the hook is the Justin Timberlake embarrassed by his NSYNC days. So my tease to that would be JT played last night and it was incredible. But apparently I'm not the only one embarrassed by some of the things I did when I was a teenager. Coming up in 6 minutes.
Awesome.
I agree with Andy exactly that's the hook in the bit. I decided to use a question to start my hook out with what does Justin Timberlake have to hide? Well, he performed last night at the arena. The concert was fantastic, but something was missing, something he might be just a little embarrassed about. We're going to tell you what Justin left out of his performance and why next on Mix 99.9.
Awesome. Similar, pointing toward the same thing. Mine's similar too. I turned up the volume on personality a little bit more with this one. I'm using the personalities Peppy and Zippy, which is my placeholder for you know, DJs on radio shows. So here's my tease. Peppy says that Justin Timberlake played last night, loved the concert, was at the arena, it was spectacular. But she says he should be embarrassed. In fact, she says he is embarrassed and he hasn't admitted it yet. And there may even be some mental problems. Find out why next with Peppy and Zippy on the Big Frog 92.1. So when you get into exploring it, if you're embarrassed about your past and the most popular time, or arguably the most popular time of your career when you were in that boy band, it can kind of point towards some mental health issues. Why is he hiding this? What's he pointing to? And of course, you're not going to explore mental health in that segment. A couple of them coming in on the chat box. why has Justin Timberlake kissed his NSYNC days? Bye, bye, bye. Good. I like the play on words. Just make sure that when you're creating a tease, you don't craft it all around play on words. But Kevin, that's a good one. I like that.
So again, some pretty good teases there. I love the one from the commenter coming in. And by the way, Peppy and Zippy is a great name for a morning team. Somebody's going to steal that there. But notice how we all started by trying to identify the hook, and then we work backwards from there to craft our tease. This last example, this third one here, is another music one, but you know how a lot of the times we'll just kind of phone it in. Song's about to end. We don't have a tease that we've crafted yet, so we just mention the songs coming up, and that's it. Here's another way to approach that and get a little more creative with it.
Okay, here's a music feature. This will look familiar to a lot of shows. You're going to play a 90s classic song for your 90s flashback feature. It's scheduled every day at 8:00 in the morning, and the song you're going to play is You Ought to Know by Alanis Morissette. It's coming up after the stop set to kick off the workday with 90 minutes of commercial-free music. How do you promote it? What's your tease on this? And I'll give you a sneak peek on my tease. I'm going to gamify the heck out of this one. I'm creating a full-on game to make you start guessing along with me on this one. So there's a lot of different types of teases. If you've seen our Art of the Tease seminars, or if you have the Art of the Tease ebook that just came out a couple of weeks ago, we go through call it the gallery of teases. And it's got how to use audio in a tease. It's got how to gamify it, how to open that curiosity gap, and how to create intrigue for the content that's coming up. And I for a music feature, and you're playing a song, I call it channeling your inner Casey Kasem. And make me curious about something and want the answer to something that I probably don't even care about. So, Andy, do you have yours?
Okay.
I didn't give you much time, I know.
Luckily, I like that song. So, a song that Alanis Morissette fans have long suspected she wrote about her relationship with Full House actor Dave Coulier, a.k.a. Uncle Joey, after the pair dated for 2 years back in the early 90s, is coming up in 4 minutes.
Awesome. You're telling me a story. So one thing you could do with that is leave the story unfinished. So be vague on who
the guy is.
Yeah. Who's the guy and what was the relationship, and leave one aspect of the story out and then use the song as the cherry on top of that. But yeah, I love that. I can't believe you know that about Alanis Morissette. I'm a fan.
There you go. I kind of gamified mine a little bit, Casey Kasem it a little bit. Now, we're assuming that because this is a feature on the station, that most of the audience are, in fact, 90s fans. So here's what I came up with. Quick question for all the 90s fans. If I asked you to name one of the biggest hit songs from 1995 performed by a female artist, and I told you she recorded it with two members of the Red Hot Chili Peppers, could you name that tune? Let's find out. We'll play that classic 90s flashback next, as well as we launch into the 90 minute commercial free workshop here on Mix 99.9.
Yeah, I love it. You have me playing along and guessing along with that. So that's terrific. Okay, I had an advantage here because I knew what the content was, and I could do some research on it. So I did research this and put a little Casey into it, and you'll hear, yeah, to Mike's point earlier, he talked about teases are also content, and they can make the show sound more robust. And that's what I did with this one. There was a lot going on this week in the 90s. You remember the 90s, right? I mean, this was a crazy week. What year were all of these things happening this week? Everybody was talking about O.J. Simpson's trial, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Neil Young performed with Pearl Jam in Austria. And Jaws dropped over the first prototype of a flat screen TV. What year was it? Was it 1993, 1995, or 1997? I've got the answer. And the hottest song in the world from a young Canadian singer that was taking over the pop charts this week in that year. Next, as we start 90 minutes commercial free workday with the 90s flashback song on the Big Frog.
So I really like Tracy's there, and that brings up another good point that you cannot craft a tease like that at the last minute. You know, that, like he said, you do a little research on that one. But that's the argument for working further in advance and on your show prep in general, but also making crafting teases part of the show prep process. And don't wait to come up with those until the last minute. And I really got, man, it pays to be a music nerd, but I got lucky on mine in that I did know a fun fact about the song that he ended up picking there. We did a couple more examples and talked a lot about each of our philosophies on crafting teases, and we took multiple questions at the end. So it's definitely worth watching. That's just a small clip of it. It's worth watching the whole thing when you get a chance at tjohnsonmediagroup.com. Keep it here. We'll be back in 30 seconds to talk about my favorite part, the out. At Radio Station Consultants, we create turnkey, sponsorable, original digital content. Find out more at radiostationconsultants.com. Ah, the out. The thing we've all been guilty of talking past. I've been in many heated arguments about this next hot take over the years with fellow programmers, but I don't think anyone should go into a break without at least a basic idea of how they're going to get out of it. However, that predetermined backup out can and should be abandoned if another out that's better comes up organically. And that's where a lot of on-air personalities screw up. They get so married to the out that they've written, the one that they've planned, that they miss the organic one and keep on a-trucking. I know it's hard to leave those on the cutting room floor, but remember, there's a good chance we can tweak it and bring that out back elsewhere. Out back. The reason I stand by my always have a predetermined backup out opinion is because I still hear lots of talented broadcasters who choose content that's perfect for their audience. They tease it well. They set the hook. They concisely and strategically work their way through the content with just enough details so people aren't confused, but not so many that they're bored. And then they lay an egg on the out because they expected to come up with something on the spot, and clearly they did not. As for the crafting of the out itself, we should not feel obligated to make every out sound like it was written by an award-winning comedy writer. I mean, funny is great, and we shouldn't be afraid to swing and miss. And in my experience, many on-air personalities are funnier than they give themselves credit for. I've actually got an article on my website about this called Radio Funny. But outs don't have to be funny. They can also be something that personalizes or localizes the content, or just a statement that brings the thought to a close. What you don't want, what you never want, are outs like, well, there you have it, or now you know, or something along those lines. What that says to everybody listening, including your boss or any consultant like myself or anybody tuning in, that it tells everyone you didn't plan your out and you really have nothing to add to that content. So that's probably not content you should have selected anyway. I used to have my own prep service, Solo Prep, which I'd like to bring back at some point, but with time constraints, I had to stop it. However, I do have some example days still archived on my website. You can see the teases aren't there. The teases on there are not my finest work, to be honest, but the outs are pretty good, and I give you two examples on each piece of content, so you might check those out. Thanks again to Tracy Johnson and Mike Shepard for joining the podcast today. On the last episode, I did something I always tell on-air talent to never do. I teased an upcoming episode that I have not put out yet because I'm still working on it. But I promise on our next episode, we'll talk about turning your on-air studio, production studio, office, or even your home office into a content creation studio. Questions or comments, email me at andy@radiostationconsultant.com. Get a copy of my latest ebook, From Broadcast to Podcast. Subscribe to this podcast if you like it, and check out my website, radiostationconsultant.com.